Agincourt by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Damien Goodwin. Prologue.
On a winter's day in 1413, just before Christmas, Nicholas Hook decided to commit murder. It was a cold day. There had been a hard frost overnight, and the midday sun had failed to melt the white from the grass. There was no wind, so the whole world was pale, frozen, and still when Hook saw Tom Peril in the sunken lane that led from the high woods to the mill pastures. Nick Hook, 19 years old, moved like a ghost. He was a forester, and even on a day when the slightest footfall could sound like cracking ice, he moved silently. Now he went upwind of the sunken lane, where Peril had one of Lord Slayton's draft horses harnessed to the felled trunk of an elm. Peril was dragging the tree to the mill so he could make new blades for the water wheel. He was alone, and that was unusual because Tom Peril rarely went far from home without his brother or some other companion, and Hook had never seen Tom Peril this far from the village without his bow slung on his shoulder. Nick Hook stopped at the edge of the trees in a place where holly bushes hid him. He was 100 paces from Peril, who was cursing because the ruts in the lane had frozen hard, and the great elm trunk kept catching on the jagged track and the horse was balking. Peril had beaten the animal bloody, but the whipping had not helped, and Peril was just standing now, switch in hand, swearing at the unhappy beast. Hook took an arrow from the bag hanging at his side and checked that it was the one he wanted. It was a broadhead, deep-tanged, with a blade designed to cut through a deer's body, an arrow made to slash open arteries so that the animal would bleed to death if Hook missed the heart, though he rarely did miss.